Yeah, so what about home?
Home is it's not just like a physical place, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. There's also like, I think about bodies mm-hmm. where I feel at home, you know, mm-hmm. like, or parts of, like, I love watching TV with my dad. He always smells the same, mm-hmm. and he always smells the top of my head, which is really weird. Because he's like, you smell like Shauna. Like, you've always smelled like this. And, like, you know, it doesn't matter what we're watching, but, like, that just feels like such a safe home place. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then there's, like, mm-hmm. like this house that I just bought. Like, I feel very much a sense of home. Like, I don't, like, I would actually look forward to, if I'm on tour, like, I can't mm-hmm. wait to get home and just, like, sit at home and be peaceful and feel what silence feels like and what doing nothing feels like, or, like, mm-hmm. doing things and being productive and just really, like, liking to be home, mm-hmm. you know?
I feel that.
But I also think that the songs, like my song Shine, people, it's about traveling and that, like, no matter where you are, mm-hmm. that there is someone that always knows your light, mm-hmm. or, you know, that you can connect with across the miles, across mm-hmm. the years, and that to me feels like a home base as well, mm-hmm. you know.
I'm kind of working on that piece in my life, because I feel like my kids have always been that mm-hmm. for me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's allowed me to relax a little bit mm-hmm. when it comes to finding partnership. Mm-hmm. You know, and I didn't realize that until it's like you're done raising them. And then it's like, where I used to be like, child, if shows up, great. If she don't show, great. Mm-hmm. If I end up with a partner, great. If mm-hmm. it's okay. But, you know, but all the time seeking, but not really seeking in terms of like, that's part of home.
Yeah.
The babies grew up.
And, right.
Mm-hmm, and I love home and making home. Mm-hmm. But I do, as like a mammal, as a creature, like feel like there's a part of home that is missing that I'm seeking.
I understand.
Yeah, and it is that feeling that it's just like, the person that doesn't have to be sitting right there, but it's something about that, even spiritual attachment, mm-hmm. you know that they are there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that they're checking for you. Uh-huh. That my home, hominess, or just like concepts of like that, like home base is one of the reasons why I love this house. If I keep pointing down the street, is
mm-hmm. hey, open the window so you can see it.
Yeah, I can. That's it. Is because it has a porch. The back porch uh-huh. reminds me so much of my great-grandmother's stoop, mm. right? And where we used to play hide-and-go-seek, or like hot peas and butter, or freeze tag, or wherever. Something that requires a home base for you to be safe, right? Uh-huh. That back porch is it for me. And then I drove past last night, and I saw that the porch light was on. Mm. And to me also, like when I'm making references of like, you know, intentional partnership, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I don't need to see you every day. Mm-hmm. We do not need to live together. I would prefer that we don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can date forever. Mm-hmm. I don't know if a man exists that would be okay with living separately from his wife, but I would be okay with that. If I can live mm-hmm. there and you live wherever you were before we met and we live this life together, mm-hmm. I do not need you to be up in my face all the time, but I need you to check for me. Mm-hmm. And the porch light concept of being that you have an awareness that you are not going to sit well, sleep well, mm-hmm. be well, unless you know that I am well too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is also very much a part of home and partnership and, like, I think... Mm-hmm, synergistic mm-hmm. alignment.
There's an episode of Grace and Frankie where Grace is like saying to her man, I'm fine if you stay in prison, because we're kind of good.
This mm-hmm. works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, she's at his arraignment and she's like, I kind of need to redefine this relationship because mm-hmm. I'm not really trying to have you come home.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. Uh-huh. And then her daughter is trying to appease her boyfriend by saying, you know, no, we're not going to get married. But he's like, can we be engaged? And she's like, yes, we can be engaged forever because we're not going to get married.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that because so much of what we hear or read or like the socials just over inundate us with
mm-hmm.
Men telling women mm-hmm. that if he hasn't walked you down the aisle and y'all been engaged for however many years, mm-hmm. he don't want you. Uh-huh. And he don't. And it's just like,
like, what's up with that?
Uh-huh. How about for all the women where that are not like, you know, there is no fire, like mm-hmm. nothing's burning.
Mm-hmm.
Why I don't want to marry you.
Exactly.
I don't.
They're fine.
I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why should we get married? Mm-hmm. When I tell you I was thinking that before I got married, mm-hmm. I just didn't know better.
Yeah. I didn't know anything.
It would have been so much less expensive and so much less stress mm-hmm. if I had not had the voices of cow and mm-hmm. milk and cart before the horse mm-hmm. and all the other bullshit from boomer and mm-hmm. and their ancestors yeah. rhetoric. We wound up in the same place, not married.
But I'm gonna challenge that because I'm like, I know how I am, so I'm not gonna project onto you, but I know that some of the times when I say that, I would have gone down the road anyway because I'm curious, you know. So
like, I was scared.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, I was scared too. I was big time scared.
I was scared to verbalize that I did not want to get married.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was scared to verbalize, like, we're living together now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we had Sebastian, like, that's probably why the most important reason why we were partnered mm-hmm. was to make Sebastian.
Mm-hmm.
But that could have happened without the legalities of mm-hmm. a partnership that was misaligned.
Yeah.
Because from a business standpoint, it was a horrible decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I feel like something in me knew that, even though I didn't know how to articulate it, mm-hmm. but I also didn't know how to advocate for myself
mm-hmm.
against all the words of, but why y'all, like, you're gonna live together and I guess, you know, does he want to marry you? You're mm-hmm. not good enough to be. And it's just like,
That's not even what's happening in your head.
That's not even what's happening.
I wish that I had had, you know, I had pretty much the same thing, mm-hmm. you know, going on where I'm saying to my older sister, it was on my 19th birthday, and she was like, what do you want for your birthday? It was also her wedding anniversary because when I was 16, she decided she was going to get married on my birthday and said that was my birthday present, which of course, that's a whole other story. Bless her heart.
I didn't ask you for that, though.
That's a whole other story. But,
oh God.
Yeah, she said, you're pulling the Zelda. Because I said, I want to get pregnant. And so, you know, my boyfriend was sitting right there, who I didn't really want or need a boyfriend, but I didn't know what else to do at that point because I didn't know the word lesbian yet. And I was like, this whole thing of me being an anomaly and getting, like, you know, punched or kicked out of the bed with these women is just not going to work for me. So I guess I have to do what everybody else is doing. Girl, mm-hmm. my sister was like, you did not open your mouth and say that. And I was like, but that's what I want. So like tonight, I don't want him to wear a condom so I can get pregnant. And that's what I want for my birthday.
I want to get pregnant for my birthday.
Yeah. And she was like, what the fuck? And 2 months later, we went home to visit, went to St. Louis. He was from St. Louis too. Went to St. Louis to visit, and my sister had the wedding of the century planned.
For you?
And nobody knew where I was all that day because my mother was like, nobody wants to hear it. Because I was like, I can't, you can't, she can't. My mother was like, shut up. This is
happening. We're doing this.
Yeah, I literally, nobody knew where I was the whole day before the wedding. I was actually at the church, hiding in the basement. going, what the hell do I do?
19, 20 years old?
Yeah, I was like, do I run away? Do I, like, what do I do? You know?
Yeah, because everybody that you would normally ask
was
not going to give you good advice.
Exactly. Like, you got to do this.
Oh, my gosh.
It was horrible, but I was so cute. I look at my those pictures with the whole decked out thing, mm-hmm. and it looks like, wow, you planned this? No, child.
I did not.
Every little thing. Bless her heart, my sister had planned it all. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so much planning. And I also felt guilty about that. You know, I've got this beautiful dress.
All she's got planning.
Groomsmen. She's got bridesmaids for me. The venues, like, it was done. It was all done. And, you know, you know, of course, like, but then a year after that, I discovered the word lesbian. Mm-hmm. And my husband was like, we knew that. And I was like, no, we didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Peace and blessings.
That's what it is. Sorry.
I know, right? But I don't know, all those damn fucking conventions. But
the conventions.
Now I'm sitting up here in my home having peanut butter and apples.
Having crunchy treats.
And carrots.
Crunchy treats.
I'm so glad, you know.
Yes, because you're also in your home with some peace. Mm-hmm. I've also lived in a house that I was trying desperately to make a home, but just realizing, like, I don't want this like this. Mm-hmm. This house is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And our relationship is broken. Mm-hmm. And I would be fine in a much smaller situation. That was actually, yes, because our relationship had way too many, like, Vaughn's ego was a main part of our relationship. That was one extra, like, whole presence that was separate, you know?
What ego? What?
My ex-husband's ego.
Oh, ego.
Vaughn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you said something ego.
It was so much. Like, we had had a second house built, and it was like, Let's compete with your friends, because your friends have this over here, and then everybody's, and then we gotta make sure we got something to brag about, and so let's go do this, and we're doing this, and I just got this, and it's just like, we don't need all this space. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what the square footage was. It was only three of us. Mm-hmm. We needed two bedrooms. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, now we have four. Mm-hmm. You are sleeping in one, and I'm sleeping in one. And that's not, and Sebastian has one. Mm-hmm. And then there's a guest bedroom, and my dad was there for a time, but then we were going through stuff, and I was like, Dad, you can't be here, because we got to be able to, like, argue loudly or talk loudly, and, you know, and you are severely biased, and that energy translates, so you got to go.
Yeah.
Got to go.
Yeah.
But home, no, like, as I'm dealing with all of this and, like, thinking about the distance in the backyard between what my mother is building and what she will need, and my own personal, like, stuff about wanting very much to have this home building process be something that I do by myself. Like, I don't want to do... And, like, coming to grips with the fact that I don't want to feel negatively selfish about this thing that is a big deal to me that I now have to make space for, or maybe I don't have to. Maybe I need to stop taking that on. Maybe I don't have to make space. Maybe I just am thinking, well, my mom is 74 and go ahead and get cold one good cold day where... Maybe, I don't know what's going on with your insulation. You got to test that. But if you don't have exterior doors,
Yeah.
Do not want to walk in there ever. and because I haven't seen her in a couple of days, and mm-hmm. find her either froze to death or heat suffocation.
It's good that you have your worst fears in place so that you can just say, this is the worst that could possibly happen.
This is literally the worst that could happen. I could find my mother suffocating from heat exhaustion or whatever it mm-hmm. is, like, I don't know, or that she froze to death because she's hard-headed as hell.
Yeah.
And didn't want to ask me to come, if she could come in to the spare bedroom, because she knows how I feel about mm-hmm. me and my space.
That's the hardest thing I have so much trouble with, like witnessing, you know, because it's one thing for something to be happening and you don't know it's occurring.
Yes.
It's another thing if you're bearing witness.
And you're just like,
really, this is what you're getting ready to go through? But it's almost like what I've been trying to get myself to face, like with my daughter and with my son and his family, and with I told my niece yesterday I'm not going to go to her wedding, but I'll be there for her in other ways. Mm-hmm. It's like there's something about witnessing when I'm choosing to put myself in situations where I'm pretty certain, like there's a pretty high chance I understand what the outcome will be, and asking myself, why do I do those experiments, you know what I mean, of witnessing and hoping that this time when I see what I see, mm-hmm. that I'll feel something different. And so I think I'm finally getting to a place, because I'm hard-headed in that kind of way, mm-hmm. you know, where I will keep, you know, chancing the odds when it comes to things like family and belonging. Mm-hmm. I'll keep like, you know, high odds that it's going to not turn out right. But I just keep like, I'm throw it in there one more time.
Maybe it'll be different this time. Put my money on the table.
Yeah. And maybe. It's like, dang, she lost her money again. But, but yeah, I'm just starting to get to a place where I'm like, I can witness, like ask myself, what's the goal of whatever it is that I'm wanting to put myself in the place of, like, what is my personal, emotional goal? Mm-hmm. And so then I can choose something different rather mm-hmm. than witnessing with all the pain of witnessing. And I can mm-hmm. say, is the goal to be around all them family members that 90% of them you think you're just a piece of crap and you're getting ready to go over and up in there anyway.
Yeah.
Feeling like I know who I am and I got to wear all my armor and make sure that they don't tear it down. But and the goal is really to see my niece and to be there for her wedding and meet her new husband and see her new baby. It's like, if that's the goal,
then do that.
Remove the other witnessing.
Exactly.
And just go visit her sometime.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I appreciate you reframing that in that way, because I realize that the only time that I'm riled up or like get anxious about what my mom is doing is when people ask me about what, like, oh, so she's, so, but what about a toilet? And what about, and I'm like, mm-hmm. y'all, mm-hmm. I don't ask those kind of questions.
Yeah.
She and I we have an understanding. Mm-hmm. She has done her due diligence about what can and cannot happen mm-hmm. without a permit.
Yeah.
I trust that she has done her due diligence. She mm-hmm. knows that if anything goes down and you got to take shit down mm-hmm. or there's a fine, you're responsible for that. Mm-hmm. And we keep it moving.
Yeah.
She didn't ask me for help. Mm-hmm. I did not offer help. Mm-hmm. The help that I offered was the backyard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it, mm-hmm. right? And I also realized, like, when my other siblings, really my brother, mm-hmm. calls for an update, and I'm just like, you can call her mm-hmm. too. Like, mm-hmm. don't use me as a news reporter, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. to give you a summary. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to have a relationship with mom, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But don't, like, still be interested enough to be asking me for all the information, because then I got to carry that too. Mm-hmm. And I'm not her handler.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm not her handler.
Miss CJ will not be seeing anybody today. Miss CJ is taking her tea at 4 instead of 3 p.m. today. Like, no. You call her and ask her, has she thought about this type of insulation or the fact that she might need some ventilation, and you ask her that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You do that.
Yeah, because ultimately she has her own thing going on. This is the hardest thing for me with my daughter. Mm-hmm. You know, is that she's supposed to be feeling everything that she's feeling, that the tension of figuring out next steps in her life and mm-hmm. home, and I want to be there to support. And so me trying to get my balance straight, how do you support her without being like her handler, mm-hmm. you know, without being like, just because I know certain things or I can perceive that this is probably, certain things are probably going to happen. It's not like being all in it, but right. just like constantly having to ask myself, you know, like, is it okay? Is it okay? Are you okay with just leaving it be? Mm-hmm. And can I deal with my own damn emotions around, mm-hmm. you know, it's hard to know that certain things she's probably going to have to deal with mm-hmm. and me deal with my emotions around how hard that is.
That she know? Is going to be the one exactly. to have to deal with it. Not, you're not saving her, but like to know what to expect. Mm-hmm. You also got to let her live. That's exactly. probably some of the hardest things yeah. that parents have to do.
Yeah, and like children have to do it. With mm-hmm. their parents, because mm-hmm. parents don't stop going through transitions. I mean, we don't. None of us stop going through transitions. You know yeah. what I mean? But yeah. What's the song about home? You made some other songs about home.
There's a song that we used to sing, Marisha and I, my roommate.
Yeah.
Called Home.
Yeah.
And it's like home, home is where the heart is. It's where I long to be, who I long to see. Oh, home, home is where the heart is. And I can't hardly wait till you come back home to me. And then mm-hmm. there's another song about in my own backyard. Mm-hmm. There's a song, the song Home from The Wiz.
Yeah.
There's so many songs that either have the word home or like a sense of place.
Yeah.
That could and should go on this collection. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I will solicit some mm-hmm. some suggestions. I just need for it to like be
yeah
right
yeah
what and not you... like a jukebox, you know. I'm taking requests. Come on.
I'm going to tell you something and ask you something. That's mm-hmm. the best way so as not to project. Mm-hmm. As opposed to tell you the thing that I was going to project mm-hmm. about and then I can't project, right?
Disclaimer.
Exactly. So what I was going to ask you a question, but I'll tell you where the question is coming from. Mm-hmm. Day before yesterday, I don't know, maybe it was Thursday or someday, I got very happy that I was going to get to sleep till maybe like 8 mm-hmm. and then not have to go then write for 4 hours and then go to work at like 1, teach at like 1. And I forgot that the plumber was coming. Mm-hmm. So I was laying there with the window open, you know, not asleep. And I hear crunch, crunch coming up the back sidewalk. And I'm like, is it the contractor for the wall? Like, cause nobody's going to come up the back sidewalk, yeah. right? Anyway, it was the plumber. So, nice dude. So we're talking, cause he's known me forever he did the plumbing at the other house and stuff too. So then he tells me, I have released, you know, that my relationship with that space was so deep and wonderful mm-hmm. and intense. And all of the lessons that I was dealing with in all areas of my life about the lesson of impermanence and letting go mm-hmm. and all of that was also happening with the relationship at the house. Mm-hmm. So done all my ceremonies, all my everything, you know, and everything has just been just peaceful and lovely and okay ever since I had left. So he comes with the word, you know, the gossip about the house, and I was like, just woke up witnessing that I didn't need to I felt like I didn't need to have.
Yeah.
So then I have to deal with myself about like how am I feeling about what I now know. Mm-hmm. So he goes, you know what? The new people, they cut down the entire bamboo grove. I felt my heart, as if I am still in deep relationship. I'm now in relationship in my memories with mm-hmm. that house, and I've told myself that you will have that. Mm-hmm. You have your memories. You do not need to stay there and haunt the place. Mm-hmm. But it's like almost like when your kid falls down, they scrape their knee and you feel that twist in your mm-hmm. gut, like you can feel it or something. I felt that, like I felt the roots, I felt the, and I had to tell myself, you get to release that. Mm-hmm. And then with that, what has also come, and this is just in the past couple days, is I've been releasing that, is I can hear the way I used to hear on that land, hear meaning spiritually, I'd understand when something needed something. Mm-hmm. And I was in the same relationship. Things would grow because I need it. I might have been depressed or might have been something ailing me or feeling some kind of way, and things would begin to grow there because my relationship was very much ingrained mm-hmm. there and mine with it and vice versa. I've been feeling the land, and I put that in quote marks, around here because it is begging me for something that I know how to do.
It's like, it's begging you to be here and give it attention.
And it's saying, make soil is all I keep feeling. And like, I'm dreaming and I'm, and I hear the chickens go bark, bark, bark over there. And I want, this is going to sound so weird, but I'm like, I'm thinking, I want the poop. I want, you know, like I can feel and hear, like all parts of me are starting to tune in just in 48 hours to mm-hmm. all the things that I need to do to take what's here. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it's not soil. Mm-hmm. It's something, mm-hmm. but it's not soil. Have you looked at it under there? It's just like, what is this? It's like grainy. It's not quite sand.
Yeah, my yard is in some places it's sand. It's like sandy, loamy, dark, and I don't know if it's because there's so many trees and for so long the she was there since 2020.
Yeah,
had two dogs. Mm-hmm. Didn't do much in terms of cleaning up after them. I'm not sure what had happened before. I'm just happy it's not clay. But it is an interesting, but I mean, this is Lakewood Long Meadow, so I don't know if there used to be, if this used to be a farm. I know that not too far from here it was acres and acres of farm.
It's whatever is happening in there, it's dead. And so I'm like, oh yeah, we can, I will love to be part of, so answering the land, like to be part of bringing that kind of life by being aware of, because it's like I have hands and feet. Mm-hmm. And yes, I can take my compost and not try to garden. And some of it I think I was already feeling without thinking about it too much, because my friend was asking me, what's that? You started a garden out there? And I was like, no, that's volunteer tomato plants or whatever. I literally just dumped the compost out there because it felt right to just put the compost there. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to do that, like, all over, and let the leaves be, you know, let the leaves fall and let them be. Let them decompose. Let them, but anyway, so that's all I'm telling. But then I was going to ask you about with your house, like, what kind of things are like over there that you're like, ooh, or I feel this, I hear this, I got to get into that, you know?
I haven't been there long enough.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm happy every time I am there. Mm-hmm. Like, every time I drive up, I'm like, I'm so happy that we are each other's home.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that we belong to each other. That's what I want to say. You know, I love that. I just love what it is now and what it's going to become.
What it is now and what it's going to become. I love that. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Tune in next time. What it is now and what it's going to become. I love that. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Tune in next time.